This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Folks in the city of Burlington chose their mayor yesterday, and Democrat Merle Weinberger won a second term to be mayor of Vermont's largest city by a margin of more than 3,500 votes. And we are pleased to have Mayor Merle Weinberger joining us now in our VPR studios. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, Mitch, it's great to be with you this morning.
And congratulations are in order. I'm sure it feels great.
Oh, it does feel very good. We worked very hard the last 3 years. We worked hard the last couple months on this campaign, and it is reassuring to know that people of Burlington feel we're headed in the right direction, headed in a path that they support.
Now, one of the big concerns that was raised in the campaign was over development and your own history as a developer before becoming mayor. You even referenced this in your victory speech, I believe, last night. What will you do in this second term to ease concerns among some residents that the city has become too big with development, along with a corresponding lack of housing and rental vacancies, especially affordable ones?
Last night's vote, I think, was about a lot more than just development, for one thing. I mean, I think it was a vote for good governance, for continuing the thoughtful, pragmatic path that we've been on the last few years, both as an administration, as a city council. I also think the vote shows that there is a shared vision among the people of Burlington about a more affordable, walkable, bikeable, livable downtown. Are there concerns about moving too fast? Are there concerns about getting too big? Absolutely. I certainly have heard those concerns on the trail, and those conversations of the last 2 months will certainly inform how we go forward. I think particularly where we should go with the South End, the Pine Street corridor, is one there's a lot of concern about, and I've heard those concerns and we'll be responsive to them.
What about making the city more affordable? What is a way that you can achieve that goal?
Well, this is a very serious issue and one that has troubled Burlington for a long time. The first mayor's task force on affordable housing was back in the 80s. We are trying to take a really comprehensive approach to Burlington's affordability challenges. Part of that approach, it's really a two-part approach. One is to say we need to continue Burlington's very serious, righteous tradition, really, of doing everything we can to house the most vulnerable Burlingtonians, to house low-income Burlingtonians, to make sure the city is a place that people of all backgrounds and income levels can live. And we have done that over the last 3 years, and I'm committed to even expanding the city's efforts to find ways to put money into affordable housing for all families. At the same time, what we have said during this campaign and what we're very serious about is we need to try some new strategies. We have been, for many years, struggling with this very low vacancy rate. We have been struggling with very high rents relative to our incomes as a city. And we need to try some new approaches. One of the new approaches we have put out there is let's set this big goal of building 1,500 new beds, which is for students. There's about half the total number of students living off campus in the historic residential neighborhoods. Let's work with the colleges and universities to have as many of those built on campus as possible, but let's look for some other possibilities where those beds could be built to take some of the pressure off both these residential neighborhoods from a quality of life perspective and the student housing pressure on the rental market. There are other efforts I think we can do and that we have summarized and captured in this 17-point housing action plan to try to increase the housing supply in the downtown in particular. The downtown and waterfront areas, I think, a place where we could fill in some of the parking lots and underutilized parts of the city, like the two central blocks of the downtown that the mall sits on, this 1.5-story kind of suburban building. We can see those areas filled in, be used for a higher and better use, create jobs, create more housing opportunity, create revenues to the city, and I think address some of our challenges.
What are some other goals that you have in your second term?
We have two other big goals behind making Burlington more affordable, I would say. One is that we are very focused on the city's infrastructure. This is really one of the core responsibilities of city government is to take care of the sidewalks and the streets and the pipes that are under the ground and the parks and the buildings that the city owns. We've never had a long-term vision for how we do that. That's about to change. We've been working over the last year on a 10-year capital plan that will really guide these investments and give us the opportunity to make decisions about trade-offs, things we can't afford to do perhaps anymore, as well as what do we need to do? What do we need to find resources for? I'm very excited about that effort. I think it's a real shift in the way we govern the city and take care of, again, of this core municipal responsibility. Another major effort is to build on Burlington's history and make The city of Burlington, a place where truly every child has the opportunity to succeed and thrive and live a healthy, successful life. We are very excited about this new initiative, early learning initiative, where we are recruiting philanthropic dollars and working with other levels of government to try to make new investments in children ages 0 through 5 in the hope that we can address the situation that we have today, which is that too many kids, particularly kids born into poverty, reach kindergarten already behind, and they struggle to catch up from that point afterwards. We look at what the governor wants to do in this area and the president, and we think there's a lot of alignment, and we're excited about making Burlington truly a city of opportunity for all.
Are you talking about things like daycare, early childhood development, preschool, that sort of thing?
Yes, this Burlington Early Learning Initiative is focused on three things. It's focused on home visiting, creating the opportunity for trained nurses to visit really ultimately every child that is born into Burlington, and then to go beyond that to provide scholarships for households that need the financial assistance to allow parents to put their children in high-quality early childhood centers. And then we are going to accompany all of this with a rigorous analysis program so that we can go from a pilot stage to something that is more permanent. And we believe, based on successes of programs around the country, that this kind of investment will actually save considerable public dollars over time, that there are very substantial downstream savings in special education and other major public spending areas if we get these investments in children 0 to 5 right.
Mayor Moreau Weinberger has won a second term as mayor of Burlington. I know it was a late night for you, and thanks so much for coming in early this morning.
Mitch, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having us on this morning.